It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The latest report from Colorado's Department of Labor shows more than 6,700 people filed a regular initial unemployment claim last week. The department says it has seen a decline in people asking for continued unemployment benefits compared to weeks and months prior, partly because a new identity verification requirement is impeding access for some applicants. The state paid more than $9 million in benefits last week. A bill to help schools reverse pandemic-related learning loss cleared its first legislative hurdle yesterday. It would direct state education officials to create a resource bank for schools, including products, strategies, and services, especially for low-income students and students with disabilities. Bill sponsor Representative Jen Bacon said families, students, and schools are struggling.
They need a place to go to find resources. They need to also know which resources are effective.
If the bill passes, schools would be required to report back on which practices, like tutoring programs, were most useful. After a pandemic hiatus last year, Motorless Morning is back at Garden of the Gods in Colorado Springs. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
Folks can visit Garden of the Gods in Colorado Springs this Saturday morning from 5 to noon without interference from motorized vehicles. The event started back in 2018. Park manager John Stark says there's a palpable energy he and the other employees feel around the event.
It's really the spirit of Colorado Springs to be able to be out in our crown jewel, Garden of the Gods Park, and celebrate it together in this way. It is just so special.
Early bird hike and bike events are also coming back from May through September. This scaled-down version of Motorless Morning happens on the last Wednesday of each month. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
The Oscars are this Sunday, and there are ways to support local film groups without leaving your couch, CPR's Monica Castillo explains.
Colorado cinephiles can rent the short films nominated for an Academy Award and support local movie groups like Aspen Film. They're offering the narrative, documentary, and animated program separately or in a bundle. So is Boulder's Dairy Arts Center. Denver Film is offering just the narrative short nominees. These venues are screening the shorts through their virtual cinemas, while other local theaters are screening them in person. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.